This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in Carpenter v. Murphy. At issue is whether traditional boundaries of the Creek Nation in eastern Oklahoma is reservation today. Patrick Murphy, a Muscogee Creek citizen, says his murder case was argued in the wrong court. His attorneys say his 1999 crime happened on traditional Creek land, making it a federal, not state matter. The Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed. On Tuesday, Justice Stephen Breyer questioned Murphy's attorney about what happens to the nearly 2 million people who live in an area if it's placed under tribal control. Justice Elena Kagan, though, challenged Oklahoma's attorney on whether Congress truly eliminated the reservation when the state adopted its current allotment arrangement. The case is being closely watched by tribes and Native groups for possible impacts on all Oklahoma tribes and tribes across the country. One of the major concerns is what a high court decision could mean for jurisdiction, specifically expanded criminal jurisdiction under the Violence Against Women Act. A decision by the Supreme Court could come in the spring. A coalition of Native activists, educators, students, and community members are calling on officials of Albuquerque Public Schools to be accountable to Native American students in their district. This after an incident on October 31st involving Native American high school students. One student says their hair was cut and the other called a racist name. The Red Nation is planning to show support to the students and seek action from school officials at Wednesday night's school board meeting. Organizers of the Red Nation say the action by the teacher is racism. After the incident, APS described it in a letter to parents as a Halloween stunt. The letter says the teacher was put on leave after allegations of inappropriate behavior, and APS was investigating the incident. Calls to Albuquerque Public Schools were not returned by deadline. Chairman of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, Senator John Hoeven, says two bills are headed to President Trump for a signature. One repeals an 1800s era law that prohibits the establishment of a facility on Indian land to make distilled liquors. It would not have effect on federal or state tax or on a state's regulation of alcohol within its borders. Hoeven says the bill repeals outdated law, which is not compatible with modern policy to promote tribal self-determination. It could help tribes diversify their economies if they build and operate distilleries on tribal land. The other bill repeals a federal statute which conferred criminal jurisdiction on the state of Iowa over offenses committed on the Sac and Fox Reservation. The bill clarifies jurisdiction for the Sac and Fox tribe. The committee Wednesday is set to hold a business meeting on bills and resolutions. The bills include examining jurisdiction in North Dakota and easements in Arizona. Resolutions seek to recognize the contributions of Native women and recognize tribal canoe journeys in the Northwest. Two women have been charged with the death of a Native man 10 years after his murder. The Salt Lake Tribune reports sisters Victoria Big Crow Clown and Jara Jean Whipple Santos Ramirez have been charged with the death of Lester Lloyd Janis. The women were interviewed about his death in 2009. In a press conference this week, police say their story about his death has changed. Janis was found dead in an apartment in Salt Lake City. Police say the women first said they saw him last alive, but now one of their stories has changed. The man reportedly had dated their mother and had been in and out of their lives. The Navajo Nation has agreed to drop its legal claim over the 2018 elections after discussions with Arizona officials. Last week, the tribe filed a lawsuit in federal court over voting rights of Navajo citizens. The tribe alleges Navajo voters have unequal access to voting and were denied equal protection in the November midterm in Arizona. In a press release, the tribe said it will work together with Arizona counties to address problems faced by Navajo voters. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the Craig Newmark Graduate School of Journalism's MA in Social Journalism, rethinking journalism as a community service. Application deadline is December 14th at journalism.cuny.edu. Support provided by BNSF Railway. BNSF is proud to be a gold-level memorial donor for the creation of the National Native American Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. More at americanindian.si.edu.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.